Yeah. So welcome to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. We're here in the studio today where I'm actually matching it. Right. I love that. You arranged such a great moment.
I took a mental note. I attracted that, you know?
You literally did. So dope. Brendan Boyd is at the forefront of helping entrepreneurs make 5 to 6 figures a month through appearing on podcasts. So if you today are an entrepreneur who wants to learn how to get on bigger podcasts, how to get on bigger stages, how to make your money multiply through what media platforms, this is the episode to listen to. This is the guru and the genius behind it. He's actually brought so many incredible guests on my show as well. I know people are sitting there right now going, ooh, can he help me? Can he help me get exposure? Maybe he can. Guys, welcome to the show, Brendan Boyd.
Hey, what's up? It's exciting to be here. About time.
Love it. Yeah, literally.
It took a minute.
It took a minute.
Your law of attraction needed to be a little stronger.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know. I need to manifest becoming your boss. I love it. Yeah. I always see you and I'm like, this is wild. Like, the universe wanted us to work together for
Facts.
Sure.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I love that. When you meet somebody and you just know we're meant to be doing something together, you are definitely one of those people.
Yeah, so this and this is really just a start. And a couple of things I want to clarify. The first thing I want to clarify is I like to put money in people's pockets.
Right?
So, and I like to do that before I even meet the person, if I can. You know what I mean? Because I just believe that, you know, money's really just energy. So I can flow some energy towards you, right? And that energy can turn into compensation. Mm-hmm. It's going to work out for the best of us, right?
And you really are a man of your word. I just want to say, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to do this for you. Oh, I'm going to bring you money. I'm going to bring you things. You for real.
No. Actually. You got paid a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got paid a couple times.
I love it. You really do shit. Like, I respect you for that.
And the other thing is, yes, I can put people on shows, right? But the biggest thing I would say that I do is around exposure, but it's also teaching business owners how to leverage podcasting. Mm-hmm. I got an acronym for you.
Yes.
As a client acquisition system
that
closes high ticket, and that's cash.
Wow.
Right? So what people need to understand is, if I'm a business owner, and let's say this is a good example, right?
Okay.
Let's say I'm in the funding space, right? I hope my clients get access to capital or get, you know, fund their businesses. Mm-hmm. And I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. What the average business owner is going to do, entrepreneur is going to do, they're just going to have a show. They're going to interview you and Tennyson and whoever else, right? Mm-hmm. And they're just going to, or the money's just going to come to me. That's the wrong way to have a podcast. If you are a business owner with a proven offer and in a proven niche, what you need to do is you need to have a niche-based show that brings your clients on the show. Mm. So, for instance, let's say you needed capital. I'm in the funding space. Mm-hmm. Let's say you needed capital for your business.
Yeah.
I'm going to put out some messaging and some content to attract you to come on my show to talk about why you might need capital or what you need funding for. Mm-hmm. Once I answer all your questions and interview you, I know that you need funding. So what's the most logical next move for you to make? Ask for help. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give you the help. Mm-hmm. And now you're a client. Mm-hmm. Right? So one of the most famous people I feel like that has like used his strategy is Dave Ramsey. Like, if you know Dave Ramsey and you watch Dave Ramsey, what's his show? People are calling up like, Dave, you know, I'm in debt. Or Dave, like, I got this extra $100,000. I want to buy a Corvette. But like, I have $50,000 in debt. Should I get the Corvette or should I pay off the debt? He'd be like, pay off the debt, stupid, right? So Dave answers people's questions live during the pod. And then when it's over, what do they want to do? They want to work with Dave. Mm-hmm. So we put the system into business owners' businesses so they can leverage podcasting as a client acquisition system and then close their product or service.
Wow. So essentially what you do is you take the right people and put them together with the exact gel that they need
100%.
So that they can collaborate and partner.
What's the point of having a conversation with someone that's not in alignment? Everyone has a podcast.
Right.
Everyone can interview.
Right.
But if your conversations don't lead to compensation,
right,
what's the point? Because you're still going to have, you still want to make money. So now the podcast ends up being extra work. And now you don't even want to have the interviews because you're like, well, I'm not making the money from this, so I'm just going to stop.
So interesting. Okay, so tell me something, a show that you've been on personally, and that show just transformed your life. That show helped you, or it helped you build your business, or leverage in the way that you're talking about.
Can it be a show that I created?
Of course.
All right, so last year we did 6 live episodes of this show entitled The Real Estate Newsroom Live. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, this is a strategy that I've been talking about since the beginning of 2025.
Okay.
And anyone can do this, like brand new show or season show. Mm-hmm. What you do is you create a live show.
Right.
You put people in an audience and you bring on a guest. Now, the guest has to have, so the guest need to be someone that has value, but also need to be someone that has an offer, someone right. that has a product or service. You just interview the guest in like an edification style. So just not a random interview. I'm going to interview you that shows the audience that you're the person, you're the one, right? Mm-hmm. When that interview's over, and it doesn't have to be long, 20 minutes with live Q&A. They're going to want to work with you because they now see that you're the person. Mm. So we did, check this out. We did 6 of those shows. Guess how much money we grossed? Now, we grossed money between my business owner and myself, mm-hmm. and then the amount of revenue that we allowed, well, not allowed, but we helped the guests make on the show. And this, I'm not talking
was
about tickets.
Was it looking for investment in property and real estate, or is it just from the coaching aspect?
So what we did was, even though it's a real estate newsroom, mm-hmm. it's a show, not a pod, so we brought on different business owners in different industries. So it wasn't just real estate. So, see, my business partner, he teaches people how to acquire land. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Charles Noonan for under $1,000 in the States. And then I teach them how to monetize pods. So they're going to get that information regardless. But if we brought you on, now you're the featured guest. They get to learn from you.
Love that.
So in 6 shows, guess how much money we gross?
Ooh, I would combined. Say, I don't know, $1 million?
Close.
Really?
Yeah, so $450,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, $450,000.
The power of podcasts. I always tell people the power of podcasting, having a podcast and also going on podcasts is everything.
Yeah.
You are living in the dark ages if you don't either have a podcast or go on podcasts regularly.
I agree.
Through having your own podcast, like, that's transformed my life. Me having my own podcast means that I can talk about what I'm great at. I can interview others and hear what they're great at. 100%. And really, I just have guests, so I don't have to talk about myself all the time. But people want to learn from me because that's why they're following. So I share gems, hopefully, right. you know. And if I'm not giving the gem, I'm going to be interviewing it from
you're,
somebody
you're
else.
Providing the platform for yes. the gems to be distributed.
For sure, because yeah. I don't know everything about real estate.
Right.
I don't know everything about financial literacy. But damn sure I'm going to learn about it because I have guest after guest after guest. Will Roundhouse was one of them you brought on my show.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I learned from about financial literacy, followed by Pavan Agarwal, who came on. Who is one of the biggest billionaires in the world, and he taught us all about financial literacy. So I bring on incredible guests like that who are gonna teach. Also, the reason I love having a podcast is because it has shown me how to build deep connection with people.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I know more about you from sitting in this chair with you than I would learn about you if I just bumped into you and saw you a few times. This is so deep. It's like, who are you at a core level if I want to go there?
100%.
And like, I'm going to learn about what your values are, what you're great at.
It's really the cheat code. So I learned this in 2018 when I was still in real estate. When I was a realtor, just like our agent in back in Boston, there were certain conversations I wanted to have, certain people I wanted to meet, but they never had no time. Mm. Couldn't get an appointment, couldn't get a meeting, things get changed. As soon as I started a YouTube show, because it wasn't a podcast at that time, and I just was like, hey, do you want to be on my YouTube show? They always had time. No one said no. Then this light bulb went off. I was like, well, I'm going to just keep asking higher net worth people or more important
right.
people. They all kept saying yes.
Yeah, that's it.
So then when I moved from Boston to LA, I was like, okay, maybe this is a podcast because I don't know, something just like a light bulb hit me.
For sure.
And I just started doing it more intentionally. Then I just invested in myself.
Right.
And that's how I learned like the monetization piece. And I just put the whole thing together.
I want to talk about that. You invested in yourself.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Right. I've also done over $1 million in myself, in self-development, in coaches, in programs, in masterminds, in everything I've been working on in myself over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But tell me about what investment in yourself means to you.
Yeah. So right now I believe this, and I actually saw a Instagram reel. So I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, right? Then it was a pimp. I think it was pimp Don Magic Juan in this clip. But he said something like, I can give you the game. I can give you $1 million worth of game. But if you don't pay for it, if you don't invest in it, you're not going to take it seriously.
Wow.
And he's 100% right. Like, you could teach someone or you could share something to somebody right now for free that can help them make, let's say, $1 million or just change their life.
Yeah.
But they won't execute it because they're not investing in it. And I see it over and over and over. That's like when you try to help your friends, you can't really help your friends because your friends don't take it seriously.
And they don't show up to the calls. I give my calls away all the time. Say, hey, come join my membership, my community.
Right.
Here's for free. I guarantee the ones I gave it for free don't show up.
They don't show up. They don't take it seriously at all. Mm-hmm. Right? So I was like, man, he's 100% correct. And I've seen it. Like, literally, I just seen it the other day. I had someone who was like, man, like, you don't give me opportunities, bro. I feel like when I come around you, I feel like you're taking opportunities away. I had to like pull him to the side. I said, bro, every time you're around me, you make money. So you saying I'm taking opportunities from you is because you're only seeing what you want to see.
Right.
You're selfish. You're not a team player.
Right.
Right. So what I said to him was, and I'm just kind of summarizing it. I was like, how about this? How about I give you an opportunity to be fully invested like I am and like these other speakers are? We're talking about the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can make the same amount that we're going to make potentially or that we're going to gross from helping people. You don't have to worry about feeling like you don't have an opportunity.
Wow.
And guess what he said?
Yes.
I can't afford it.
Oh, no. He went that
But what he's really saying is he doesn't believe in himself.
Mm.
That's all that is.
Well, I know for a fact because I took a loan out of over $200,000, which at the time I said was for surgery one time. This is so long ago. And it wasn't for that. It was for me to get a coach and invest in this program.
Right,
and it was the best $200,000 I've ever done.
That actually was surgery. Surgery on your mind.
Right. It was brain surgery.
It was brain surgery.
I love that, King.
Yeah.
I've made so much money back from that.
Right.
You will invest in yourself. You'll buy now, pay later program. You'll get a loan. Whatever the fuck you need to do to get out of your situation so that you can transform your life.
Why would I be worried about money that's not real, that's not worth anything, and they can change the value of it any time that they want? I should be more concerned with the time that I'm losing every single day because I don't know how many days I have left. The responsibilities of me taking care of the people that I care about and my family and actually losing someone that actually really means something. I'm afraid of the money that they separated from the gold standard and they just fluctuated anytime that they want. I'm afraid to spend that.
You know, you're right. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
Why would people have fear on that? You should have fear around how much time you're losing every day the money that 100%. You could have been making if you had someone showing you how to triple your revenue. Like literally by you not investing in you, you are losing how much a day? 10,000, 20,000. For some people, it'll be like 100,000 a day. You're losing so much a day and perhaps even 100,000 a month where you have free money on the table. It just needs somebody to show you how to make it.
100%. There's money all around us. If we look at the studio, we're in every single thing in here is money. It's just a physical, tangible representation of that. From what you're wearing to how you look to how I look to how Tennyson looked, it's all money. So if money's all around, there's no scarcity.
Yes.
The only scarcity is between here, like the way that you're viewing things.
I agree.
See, my thing is, when I went to this event, this was like 2022, I went with a friend to Nehemiah Davis. I don't know if you know who Neo is, but I went to a Nehemiah Davis in-person event, and my life was forever changed. Now, obviously, it was a two-day event. It was all day, but there was two things that stuck out to me, and I never, like, there's a ton of information that I've forgotten since, but there's two things I've never forgotten.
What?
Number one is, he said the reason why most entrepreneurs are not making more money is because they're afraid to charge more. So he said, immediately, double your price. So I doubled my price. As a matter of fact, I 3X'd my price because I was selling something at the time was 5K. I ended up selling the same thing for 15K. And the reason why that was is because I had, in my mind, changed the 5K to 75. So I was like, next time I take a call, I'm going to sell it for 75. But I didn't even get a chance to do the 75 on it. I went to that event. He said, double your price. So I changed the 75 to 15,000. I had a sales call, the person took it. Then my mind was fully expanded. I'm like, wait a minute. The dude just said yes to the same thing that I was going to sell him for $7,500.
Right.
The only thing that changed was my belief.
Yeah, you're right.
The second thing that changed me forever was seeing Myron Golden on that same stage make $3.8 million in 45 minutes speaking from the stage.
Wow.
My life was forever changed. I've never seen. That's when I knew that time and money, they're not in a monogamous relationship. No, not at all.
So true. Yeah. Well, when
time and money is 100% polygamous.
Mm.
Yeah.
So interesting. I mean, look, people sell from stage and make a lot of money.
100%.
A lot of money. I've had Grant Cardone on this show and Dean Graziosi, and we all know about the amount that these two make when they sell from stage. I mean, it's just been mind-blowing. I love stages. And talking about stages, you're doing a podcast tour right now. You just have done 2 cities. You're on to your third. You've got Atlanta coming up next.
Yeah.
Tell me about your podcast tour, because this is really great for speakers who want to get on stage as well.
You know what's crazy about that? And I'm glad you kind of bring that up. Like, I know how to speak, and I know how to speak from stage, but I'm not a speaker, meaning I didn't desire to become a speaker. Mm. What I realized, and I also learned this from Myron, is communication creates compensation. So most speakers want to get paid from getting paid to speak. So they want a school or a college or a corporate to give them $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, maybe $25,000. But what most speakers don't realize is all you need to do is package up your knowledge, your expertise, or the way to help somebody into a product or service. You don't take any money on the front. Create your own room, create your own stage. You're going to leave with way more money. If I have 50 people in a room and I have a $5,000 offer and I close 10%, that's $25,000 that I just created myself. And guess what? I still have 45 people's contacts. Because everyone doesn't close right now. Some people need 7 hours with you. Some people need to watch your podcast a couple of times. Some people need to be, you know, on your Instagram or coming to your free, you know, your free lead magnet or a workshop. You can still close the other 45 people. But most speakers won't take that. They just want the $5,000, $10,000. And they don't even do that good. They don't even know how to get booked.
Well, corporate. What they're really looking at, they're going for the short-term gratification versus the long-term fulfillment.
100%.
I would say to people, look at the long-term fulfillment. Look at the bigger picture when you're going for something, whether it's speaking on stage, whether it's this, whether it's that. Look at how I can do in the long run on a better stint. That way, you can sell from stage. You can create your own product. I mean, literally any stage I go on, as soon as I come off the stage,
I've seen
you
it.
Make multiple six figures.
Because last time I saw you on the stage was at Monetize Talk.
Yeah.
And you was fully in yellow. You know what I'm saying?
In our color, I know.
Yeah. She was fully in yellow. But the tour, basically, like, the tour is where media meets monetization. Mm-hmm. So it's not just for podcasters. It's really for business owners. It's really for entrepreneurs. And we're teaching how they can leverage podcasting as a tool to make more money. Now, if they are a podcaster or if they're or a creator, we're definitely going to teach you how to monetize your media platform. But it doesn't just stop there, right? I have amazing speakers coming with me, like Nestor Rodriguez. He's teaching people the importance of wellness and anti-aging. Him and his wife have a business, right? Then I have my guy Trevor. Trevor Calais. He has 2 important messages. One, most veterans, they have not unlocked 100% disability. So he teaches veterans how they can get access to their full compensation from the U.S. government. But he also teaches business owners how to structure their business properly so they can actually get to more money, right? Then we have my guy, John. John is teaching people creative financing, right? So how they can actually buy a house non-traditionally and make money from pushing papers. Mm. And I'm just there hosting, you know, guiding, narrating.
I love it.
And then we got my guy, David Powertalk, who's, the number one motivational speaker in the world, you know, and he's going to be really just injecting that belief and that support and breaking the mindset. So we just hitting all these different cities. And it's getting better and better. See, I want the tour to be very interactive. Mm-hmm. I'm challenging people. I'm saying, hey, if you're in this room, you're not going to leave the same person. So if you plan on leaving the same person, you can leave now. You know what I'm saying? So I asked God to put me in rooms and put me in position to be very influential, impactful with people. Because I believe, like, you know, we just have to think more abundantly. And I think that people aren't thinking abundantly because they've been programmed.
Well,
not think abundantly.
This is what the Law of Attraction Secrets is.
Yeah.
You program.
I got the book, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I bought it before. Yeah, before we met, I bought it a couple years ago.
Dang, yeah. I love it. I was going to bring you one today, but something told me you already have one. So I was like,
convenient.
In a good way. No, for real. I have them on my table on the way out. Like, loads of them. And I pick one up before I go everywhere. But I was like, I thought I gave you one actually at David's.
I ordered one. I know we're kind of sidetracking here. But when you drop the book funnel.
Yes.
Yeah, and I bought it from the book funnel.
Wow, you remember all that? Yeah, that's how I know you're the book real.
The book funnel was lit.
Yeah, book funnels are everything. That's again. Book funnels get a fucking coach who's gonna teach you how to make money from your book, because you don't make money from book sales. People think, oh, I'm gonna drop a book and make money. No, you don't actually make money from selling a book.
And you know, once their book's done, they think that the work's over.
Oh yeah.
The book is just starting. You gotta go on the Medium and you gotta work the book. Yeah.
The 3 months before you release the book, and the 1 week of release, and the 3 months after are the most crucial time. Most people, a few days before, I'm releasing my book. They do it for like 3 days, and then they all lose sight of it. They lose the inspiration and the motivation to promote the book. Right. And all of a sudden, they forget about it, and they don't have anything go on. But even in that time, they only sold like 100 books. Most authors, only 1%, I believe, of authors, I think the stats are 1% of authors who are in the top, like celebrities, the top known authors, sell books. Everybody else sells about 150 books ever.
The thing is this, right? When I first got into selling digital products and services, my first product was really helping business owners package up their IP, their knowledge, and put it into a book.
Mm.
And I had like a strategy where you could pre-sell your book before it drops. Because all you really need is a PDF, the cover. So let's say you were going to give yourself 30 or 60 days to write the book. Why don't we start selling it for 30 or 60 days while you're prepping the book?
Mm-hmm.
Because that first 100 people, maybe your friends, your family, people that you hang out with at the gym, if you're in the car clubs, you know all these different people who've been dying to support you, but you just don't have nothing for them to support. They can pre-order a book while you're making the book, and you're making sales while the book's being created. Now, by the time the book's about to release, you've already made a couple thousand. Now you're way more excited about pushing the book because now you believe that, wow, my book's selling. But people just want to wait. Like, oh, yeah, the book's out. You know what? I need to just make a new book. Right? Artists do the same thing. They're like, oh, the album drop. I just need to make a new album. Uh-huh. Nah, you need to run with this album. That's why one of my favorite entrepreneurs in music is LaRussell. LaRussell got like 35 albums. You know what I'm saying? Because he understands the music is the lead magnet. Just like the book is the lead magnet. It's the entry to the Natasha universe. Mm. What else do you have? Oh, I read her book. I'm feeling it. Okay. Oh, she got a coaching program. She about to speak on stage. Mm-hmm. She got an event that's going to take us to Dubai, and it's like an experience. Like all these different things. It's the entry into your world.
Yes.
It's just a lead magnet.
That's literally
I'm not trying
like
to make $1 million on a $20 book. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to introduce you to what I have going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I have 10 people buy the $100,000 thing and make $1 million.
You got it, King. And this goes down back to where you were saying with the abundance mindset.
Right.
So many people are stuck in a scarcity mindset. In fact, I was, because I was raised
that. You had a crazy story.
Right, my story be crazy. And I want to hear yours. Like, when you grow up with people that put into your mind that money is hard to make, that you'll never make it, you'll never get out of where you are, and then you hit a rock bottom when you're in 100,000 of debt. I was a single mom, I was sick, I had so many things against me, but my programming I knew could change, because our brain neuroplasticity is happening until the day that we die, which means we can learn a new habit, learn a new skill, and reprogram our subconscious mind at a core level, at a seed level, at any point. So I decided I'm gonna change my life, and I don't even know how the fuck I'm going to change it, but I'm going to try and just get 1% better every day. And I did. And I started to work on that. And the 1% rule changed my life. What's your story? Like, where did you go? I'm sure you didn't raise, with a silver spoon. So how did you go from where you were to having the abundant mindset you have today?
That's a really good question. I can't tell you where it came from, but I can tell you that I knew that I wasn't going to go back to where I came from.
You know what I'm saying? Mic drop. Say that again.
Like I can't tell you where it came from, but I can tell you once I realized it, I knew it wasn't going back to where I came from.
Mm.
See, I came from a lot of death.
Oof.
I came from death. Like, I came out of death. Like, my mom passed away when I was 15. My dad died when I was 12. My grandmother raised me. She was my guardian. She died when I was 16.
What?
One of my brothers got shot early 20s. My best friend at the time, he died. Right, my aunt passed away, my uncle passed away, great-grandma's passed too. So this is all me from like teen or early 20s. So I knew that I had to depend on me, because not that I couldn't depend on them, but the world showed me that the people that you love the most, they may not be here that long. You never know how long, what the time is. But I just knew, okay, if my core family all passed, I'm not going to die. I just knew it. Like, just because I'm like, it don't make sense. Like, with the law of polarity, if all this is happening over here, this had, like, the balance has to happen over there. Right. So I knew, like, I wasn't going to die, at least not yet. But it took me a long time to, like, really get it together in terms of what I wanted to do. But see, this is the thing. Sometimes you just have to do. You don't need to figure out everything. You just need to just keep moving. Because when you're moving, that's when you start to discover. So, yeah, like, my first business, it was doing good, but monetarily, it wasn't. My second business, we grossed $1 million, but we didn't have no structure. We didn't have no coach. Me and my business partner had a bunch of disagreements. So even though we did amazing things like Pepsi collabs, Mountain Dew collabs, I'm actually talking about, I had a clothing company. Check this out. Do you know what the jogger, you know joggers, right? Mm-mm. Joggers, sweats. Jogger
sweats. Yeah, it's a wet. Mm-hmm.
So me and my business partner created that in Boston, 2014. We didn't know nothing about mechanical patents. So just imagine if we had a patent on that design. That's a billion-dollar design. Every business from, like, Victoria's Secrets down to Walmart had a jogger sweat. Jogger sweats were, like, the hottest thing. Now it's all about now it's all about flare and straight leg. But for a minute, the little ribbon at the bottom was so your shoes would pop, and having a slim sweatpant, everybody wanted that. So him and I created that, but we didn't know what we didn't know. So... And I lost my house, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been through a lot, but I never victimized myself. I just like, okay, I'm learning. And then eventually you're like, okay, I got to get it. Like, I got to read this book. I got to get a coach. I got to not do this anymore. I got to hang around with people that think different. Right. I got to invest in myself. Matter of fact, let me just move out of the city.
Right.
Because the people that I'm around, there's nothing wrong with them, but... I clearly think different than them.
Well, you're an average of the five people you spend time with. So if you're spending time with people that are low lives and that are bringing you down, sadly, that's where you're going to be. And even if you're around people who are great people, but they just don't have the same ambition you, and they don't have the same drive, and they don't want to get out of where they're at, it's like the crabs in the bucket. All the crabs are in the bucket. And when any of the crabs try to get out the bucket, all the rest of the crabs just pull them back down. So no one ever gets out the bucket.
Right.
So sometimes you've got to differentiate yourself. You've got to step outside of what you know and say, it's okay to grow. It's okay for me to escape the bucket, and I'm going to go and do something great, and y'all are going to be inspired by what I do, and maybe one of you will come up to my level and come do something with me in the future.
That's what you need to do. Sometimes you got to cut them off to give them your opportunity so they could believe for themselves.
100%. If I'd stayed where I would still be doing the webcamming. I'd still be in the sex industry as somebody who I was not inspired by. I don't even remember that version of me, but I love her. I don't ever want to be that version of me, but I adore her. I don't ever want to go back to where I was, but that is part of my story. That's how I'm able to inspire so many women today.
You're technically still webcamming.
With what?
This podcast. You just evolved it.
We just got good cameras now, you know, and I'm saying? Not half naked. But apart from that,
yeah, this is a different version of it. Because you're using what's available to you right now.
Yes.
You've evolved, and now you're using it as a different tool.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now you're able to package up your IP and turn it into products and services that can help people while inspiring them.
That's something that's so important. How does somebody find their purpose and their why and package it into a business?
That's a really good question. I think for you to realize your why, I think people need to do a self audit, right? Because, like, this is a pretty good question to ask. What's your motivational factor? Like, I'm learning more about you. Obviously, we know each other, but we learn more about each other every day. You're a mom, right? Married?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, mom.
Yeah.
Right? So you just being a mom, you already have some whys. Now, that might not be the only why, but that's a serious why.
Right.
Because you got some mouths to feed that are depending on you. Literally. They don't know whether you get into it or not. Yeah. They're just like, yo,
yeah.
We need, right?
They're like baby birds in the nest, and you have to keep bringing them their food.
100%.
Literally, I feel like the mommy bird all the time.
And then, you know, you can look at, like, children like this or not, but at the end of the day, every young person is living debt. Mm. So if you got to take care of two young kids and then yourself and then your lifestyle, that's already one why. Now let's stack on some whys. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to experience? What do you want to provide for other people? Maybe you want to take care of your mom or your dad. Maybe you have friends that they're not going to get to it like you, but they're really good people. But you know, if you don't get to it, they're not going to get to it. They're going to be living a life that maybe they shouldn't be living, but it's only because they don't have that type. They're not an entrepreneur. They might be an entrepreneur, and maybe they really just like working for a job, or whatever the case may be. But maybe your why is like, she's never going to experience flying out of the country, going to this, but I want to give her that experience. Or I want to give him that experience. Like, one of my regrets was, I remember my brother got killed, right? He got shot coming from court. And him and I had just talked about him, like, moving in with me. And we were still living in the same city, but I had moved out of the city. So I lived in Boston, but I ended up moving to, like, Alston, which is, like, where the colleges are, like, BU, close to BC. And we had just talked about him moving in, but we didn't get the opportunity for him to move in, and he got shot back in the old neighborhood. So I'm like, man, what if he would have, that's a why. So I think what people need to do is they have to just do a self-audit. Now, your why may not be the same why from back then till now, but it has to be something that's driving you, I think. Have to be something that's going to get you up. Like, I get up early in the morning. But why do I get up early? Because I want to get to it. I want my life to be different. I want to impact people. I want to travel. I just want to experience different things. That's why I get up in the morning.
I love that. You want to use your day. You know, it's really funny talking about getting up early. And look, everybody's different. Because some people do the 5 a.m. club. Some people do the 9 a.m. club. Like, whatever, different things. When I don't get up early, I literally feel so guilty. Like, I've lost half my day. Because, particularly in the winter, it's dark by, like, 4 o'clock. And you're like, wait, what? Where's my day gone?
Right.
I need 8 hours of, like, working on the things that I want to expand.
And you know, being in Cali, you're really already behind.
I know. You wake up at
6, it's really 9.
Right.
You wake up at 3, it's 6. So since I moved to Miami, and I've been here for almost 2 years, and I'm back here for the week, I'm waking up at 3, but I'm like, I can't even go to the gym yet. And the gym ain't open till 5.
You need a 24-hour gym.
That 24 hours closed at 11.
That's so funny. Why is it called 24 hours?
Exactly.
Should be like 24/11.
It should be 24 hours. But what I'm saying is, people on the West Coast, I feel like they are in a good position, but also they can be in a lazy position. Mm. Because if you get up at 8, it's 11, bro.
Wow.
Like, the country move on East Coast time, not PST. Moves on EST.
That's it.
Yeah. Right?
Traditionally, well, I think you're right. Most people, when they say the time, it's traditionally.
Now, secondly, if we use the end of the day, we can mm-hmm. actually get ahead because they stop at, what, 5, 8?
Uh-huh.
It's really 5 or 3 over here.
Mm.
So you still have, like, they start early, but we got all this time at the end of the day that we can actually get ahead if we maximize that time.
Well, some things I do is I work into the night. So if I want to catch up on something or start a new project, I dedicate 2 to 3 hours in the evening when my kids are asleep from like 7:30 till 10:30 or 8 till 11,
yeah,
where I am working on something and then I send out all the emails and they're almost waking up in Eastern by the time you send them. You know, a couple of hours later, like, some people are still getting up. So it's great. So I feel like I hit the floor running. But that gives you that extra time slot.
Yeah.
That's another thing, time management. If you want to be a top-level entrepreneur, success is not what you do sometimes.
It's what you do all the time.
It's what you do all the time.
Do you know that it's so easy for people, since we're talking about money a little bit, it's really easy for people, and I don't want to sound arrogant, I don't want to sound like whatever, but it's easy for people to be in the 5% of, like, earners in the country.
Really?
You know, the 5% of earners is only $300,000.
What?
Exactly. I know some people probably watching the podcast and they're probably.
A year?
Yeah, look it up. I know some people watching the podcast are probably like, okay, it's easy for you to say or whatever, but it's really not. Like, how the internet has unlocked money or the ability to make money, you can be in the top 5% if all you got to do is earn $300,000. And even $1 million is the top 1%.
Okay, give someone some tips today. They want to be in that top 5%. They're listening right now. They're like, come on then, Brendan.
Yeah.
Show me what to do. What is the first thing they need to do?
The very first thing that you need to do is you have to understand that time and money are not monogamous. You're not going to make this out of job. Unless you are, like, highly skilled for a Fortune 500 company or Fortune 100 company, but you got to understand that they can still lay you off. So that's limited. So you have to understand that time and money are separated. Once you understand that time and money is separated, now you have to think about this. This is always start here. What is the one thing that people always come to you for that you dismiss because it's so easy for you, right? Now, with you, you had a bunch of those things. But you might have one thing. It might be, oh, clothing. Oh, baking. Oh, you know, maybe it's
advice.
Advice, exactly. Mowing the lawn, whatever it is. That thing that you think is so insignificant because you do it so effortlessly, that right there is part of your value. Once you understand that value, now we want to package that value up into a product or a service, affix a value to that, and now we have to start marketing it or start asking people if you can help them with that. And if people have been coming to you for that, you already know that that's in demand.
So that's where you start.
That's where you start.
Monetize on the thing that you are great at.
Monetize on the thing that I don't even want to say great yet, because they may not even know that they're great at it.
Wow, it's just something that everybody always but asks it's them something for, which that means they, you're great at it, by the way.
100%, which I'm glad that you said that. But the thing that they nag you for, they're like, yo, Natasha be baking these cookies. These cookies is crazy. Can you bake me some cookies?
I'm actually good at baking cookies.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually really good. I do the brownie. I'm going to do it today. I do the brownies with the cookie in the middle. Right. I didn't even know about that until I got to America.
There you go.
That shit's so fucking good.
But whatever it is that they do, start there.
Step two?
Step two, like I said, package that up. What is the offer that you want to build around it? So let's say cookies. Now, what I would do is, obviously, they can just buy the cookies. Mm-hmm. But we want to have, how do we make more money? How about a cookie subscription? So not only am I just going to come by and get the one cookie, I can come get a cookie every month. Now you can charge me on subscription to get a cookie every month. Mm. But we don't want to stop there. Why don't we have a bundle of cookies? So instead of me just buying a one-off cookie, I can get four cookies on a subscription. But how about more than that? How about we package up the cookies into an experience? And I pay Natasha $1,000 to be around while she's baking the cookies. Mm. Now it's about me being with the baker, spending some time with you, and still getting the product. Mm. The only thing that changed was the experience. Recently, who did this like crazy and made probably $3 to $5 million? It was Chris Brown. Chris Brown took the meet and greet and made it an experience. The meet and greet was already an experience. But what he did was he gave women, and maybe some men too, something that they always desired. And that was a fun, wholesome, energy-packed image or video with the person that they admired, that's an entertainer. And it easily can sell it at $4,000. You know,
it.
1,000 times.
He's the homie, too. He really nailed that one.
1,000 times 1,000 is what? 1,000,000.
Dang. So you just need 1,000 people to pay 1,000. The way I like to think of it is, what is the amount of money that you want to make?
Right.
Okay, so let's say it's $1 million. How many $20,000 packages do you need to sell?
50.
To make $1 million. Wow, you've done this.
I
shit.
Know these numbers.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah. That's what I mean. Entrepreneurs, we know this shit because we do it. Like, we get it.
If you got a $15,000 product, you need to sell 67, 68.
So what about for someone who's got a lower tier? Maybe they have only a $5,000 at the moment. How many do they need to sell?
20.
To 20?
Maybe 200. Maybe I got to do the math. 5,000?
No, $5,000 product. They sell
200, yeah,
to make $1 million. Okay, yeah. So that's a lot more. So it's better to go high ticket, which is what we teach.
Well, it's better to go high ticket, right? But you should also have the other levels. Mm-hmm. See, one of the things I teach podcasters, it was this thing I call the VIP package. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you two examples of the VIP package. So number one is, if you have a show that's bringing business owners on, the most important thing for the business owners is the content, especially if they don't make content of their own. They're afraid to talk, and it's so easy for them to answer questions mm-hmm. that you're going to ask them. So you basically just sell them the content that you're mm-hmm. creating in real time that you're not going to do nothing with. It's going to sit in a Google Drive. It's going to sit in a Dropbox. It's going to sit in an SSD. You're worrying about the next episode. But that content is valuable to someone like me. So I would pay you $500 for that content, let's just say.
Right.
You do four podcasts in a month.
Yeah.
That's going to be anywhere from $500 to $2,000 mm-hmm. for content that you wasn't going to do nothing with anyway. Mm-hmm. Just offer it back to me. How do we make more money with that? We take the exact same model, but we wrap it up into an experience. So I had a client of mine who I didn't meet at the time, but I met him at podcast something, and he broke it down to me. He was like, yo, I watched your podcast with Omar El Tikori that you was on, and you talked about turning the podcast to experience. He was like, bro, I seen that episode. I changed my whole model. And in 30 days, I made 10K.
Wow. Very good.
Because what he did was he took him hosting a podcast. Mm-hmm. He happened to have a fleet of vehicles. He does private delivery, whatever, stuff like that. Private rides. He picked the person up from the airport in a black car, started shooting as soon as he picked the person up, documented the whole journey from the black car to the studio. So he has all that behind the scenes, shot the podcast, and then wrapped it up into a recap of the day, podcast clips, and the content folder. And he started selling that for
$1,200. Wow.
So at that point, you only need like 8 of them.
Dang, it's so quick, guys, to make money. The truth is, if you have a desire to make money, you will.
I'm going to make you $20,000 real quick.
Okay, come on. Oh, my God. This will be a fun experiment.
$20K.
Okay.
But you got to do it.
I will do
it. If you don't do
it, I'll tell you if it works, and I'll do a whole testimony for you. Let's go.
This is how you do it. All right, so you do podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Do you market the pod for people to come on the show, or do you just kind of like people want to go, they just reach out to you?
Yeah, we don't market.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to create a promo. Mm-hmm. Now, you could do a video promo.
Okay.
Or you could do a graphic. Or both.
Yeah.
Right? And you can do it organic. You don't even have to run no ads on initially, right? What you want to do is say, you know, run your messaging. I have 6 spots for, what's it called? What's the podcast called again?
Law of Attraction Secrets.
I got 6 spots for the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast jet experience. 20,000. We're going to do the podcast on the jet.
And I have access to private jets, so this is
so
easy.
even if you do one, 20,000, that jet might cost you, let's just say, access to the jet. Let's say it's cost $6,000. Let's just say $6,000 for the jet. You fly from LA to
Vegas,
wherever, and back. Or maybe you take a regular whatever, right? That's a $14,000 ROI minus your cost and production, you know, whatever you're gonna
do.
Right? Boom. You do two of those. You just gross $40,000.
Is it only for one person per thing, per jet?
Listen, how big is the jet?
Maybe 14 seats.
Okay, bring 4 to 6 people. Give them all the experience.
And you film interviews with each of them on the jet?
Come on now.
But what happens if the ride's only an hour long?
Then you either need to go somewhere further.
Okay.
Or you bring less people on the jet.
Less people. Okay, wait, this is fucking amazing. It's the podcast jet experience. 20K, y'all are listening. I'm actually gonna promote
this. I have the graphic. I can send it to you. You just.
Okay, come on. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
you're
just send it.
Genius.
No, look.
No, but hang on. We're gonna collaborate after this and talk about this. We're actually gonna talk about this offline of how.
I'm gonna make her a quick 100,000, and then she's gonna come back on a podcast and tell you how fast
y'all
I made her
100,000. Y'all are gonna put Brendan like this? Oh my God! Oh my God!
See,
love this.
I got a new. So my new slogan is I create value.
I think you create 6-figure earners.
Oh, no, I create 7-figure earners.
Oh, I know that.
I create value. See, this is the thing. I have a tour. The tour, I'm bringing entrepreneurs on the tour. I'm putting them all in position that they can monetize every single tour stop.
Mm.
So that's my thing. I create value. Most people don't see the value that's around them.
Dang, this
and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just sometimes you need someone to be like, yeah, okay, this is good. This is good. You're bringing bread here, but you're not making money.
Right.
You're missing this money right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang. This is good. Brendan, you're a freaking genius. Like, if I'm honest, you understand how to make money fast. I want to call this episode How to Make Money Fast.
Yeah, there's a coffee shop downstairs. I told her, I said, listen, she just opened up.
Right.
I want to get you coffee, but she closed.
Aww.
You
know what's crazy? I'm allergic to caffeine.
Okay, well, matcha? You do matcha?
I just realized this.
You can't do matcha neither?
I do decaf everything.
Okay, all right, well, decaf. So I told her two things. I said, you need to make a $100 cup of coffee.
You told her this?
Yeah. Let's
Who's
see if she does
buy
it.
That? Someone.
Premium people are going to buy it.
Like I would, because I'm just that person who would see it and be like, wait, it's got gold in it?
Exactly.
And that.
Now look. Just off the fact that the idea is there, you're the premium person.
I am.
You're not like, why does it cost 100? You're buying the coffee.
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
just because it has... Well, why is it so fucking amazing? Wait, so you got gold from the Middle East in it?
Right.
And you put seaweed from the Dead Sea?
And you put some creatine in it, and you put some mushrooms in it, and it's in this fire cup, and I get to take the cup with me.
Okay. You're a genius, Brendan.
But is she going to do it, though? See, this is the thing. The average cup of coffee downstairs is about $5. And it's called Espresso Hour, so shout out to her. The average cup of coffee is $5 in there. Now, let's say her cost is, $1.52. But what if she sold only $1,000 cup of coffees in a month? The ROI on that is like 20x. Now, I would buy it. I'm going to buy it for two reasons. One, I'm that person. And then two, why is that cup of coffee 100 and all these is 5? And if you run social media content and do some posting, they're going to be like, have you heard of the coffee shop that has $100 cup of coffee?
They got a queue outside.
I want the $100 cup of coffee.
So now people are literally outside the same way that they queue outside for those crazy cups of whatever it is.
Because they create a desire.
Wow. If it goes viral, the truth is, if your thing goes viral on social media on TikTok, you will blow up. Like if your product or your service, whatever it is, like, oh yeah, this is, okay, a really good example. I was in New York and I was at my family-in-law's and they were like, right, we're going to Chinatown today. Oh yeah, I think it was Chinatown. And we're gonna find this amazing like witch doctor who, this guy, he's a genius and he is going to show us Chinese medicine and show us how to cure our body of everything. Mm. Look at this on TikTok. When I say this girl put this video on TikTok that went so viral, we drove past it. The queue was 3 hours. I've never stood in a queue in my life like that. Period. I don't even do queues. Like someone else doing it for me. But I ended up standing in that queue for 3 hours. Okay, we were doing shifts, going back and forth to the car to go and see this doctor who was going to cure us just by giving us a tiny little pill box. And looking at your tongue and looking at something else, which, by the way, my own Eastern medicine doctor does. He does that stuff for me all the time. But because there was a queue and because it was viral on social media, because everybody was hyped about it, I stood in that queue.
Yeah, it tells you the importance of content. That's why business owners, y'all need content. Content is
king.
It's necessary. It's not even, yes, it's king and it's queen, but it's really like the court gesture. Like, you need it. It's like, just like you need to brush your teeth and take a shower,
you can't have
business without content.
Go on.
So we're downtown, right?
Yeah.
You know downtown, they sell everything outside. Who's buying that stuff? No one's buying stuff outside no more. Mm. I'm not driving 45 minutes to buy something outside. I'm going to Amazon. They're going to bring to my house same day, next day.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Get online.
So those businesses outside are suffering because the attention is not walking traffic. No. I'm not walking and buying a rug outside.
No, you're right.
No, I'm going to buy the rug from Amazon.
Right.
Or I'm going to buy the rug from the content that has a rug in it.
So true.
So you need content. If you don't have content, you almost can't have a business unless you have a built-in audience, which also brings us back to YouTube. If everyone's going on YouTube to search up, how can I do this? Where can I get this from? How does this work? How are you in business? You don't got a YouTube answering the questions that people are searching for. They're just going to spend their money with someone else.
So true.
You ain't on there.
Content is everything. Content, consistently posting and growing your name online,
right.
Being in media, being on podcasts, being on stage, getting press speaking about you, get all these pieces. This is what gives you credibility and authority. I teach it to my clients. I literally transform people's businesses by helping them be seen in the media, so that if I don't know you and I go on your social media, and it may not be that big, but Forbes has written about you saying she's the number one at this or he's the number one at that. I like, trust, and know you because I like, trust, and know Forbes.
Right.
That's how you transform your life. Like, if I see you on a big podcast, if you're on Natasha Graziano's show, dang, you're getting onto other shows because everybody knows this show's had will.i.am and Harry Mandel, Nick Cannon, and Ja Rule, Steve Aoki. I mean, the list is enormous.
And if they're smart, they will leverage that. So they would go get those clips of your podcast branding with all those different people on it. And then they'd be like, show hat, bang, 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 bang. And also, picture you at the end.
Right.
Now that's a media kit. Now you send that out to bigger shows to get on. I was on the same podcast with such and such and such and such.
You know what?
It's all association.
Literally. And the only reason you have to pay to go on shows is because you haven't yet grown your brand name.
Right.
But that's the best investment in yourself, is investing in you to be seen.
You will never, that's always going to pay off.
I know.
All you're doing is transferring the money on the front end so you can get way more money on the back end.
Agree. You are such an amazing guest. I want to do this again. I've loved every minute with you. And I know somebody today, who is it? Somebody is going to make $20,000. Somebody today is going to start a new business. Somebody today is going to turn their why and their purpose into their passion, into a business. And remember, success is not what you do sometimes, it's what you do all the time.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. So listen, this is what I want to do. And because we're on this show, matter of fact, we should start off like this.
Yeah.
So maybe you can put this in the front and at the end.
And the end.
I want to give everyone here that's watching this podcast, I want to give you a gift. If you made it this far, or if you're watching this episode, I'm going to give you a free ticket to the tour.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So we're going to see who really is about that, right?
We love this.
Go to podcast2casttour.com, podcast2casttour.com. Put in the code premium because you're premium. So if you found this at the end or at the beginning or wherever she put it at, or maybe it's mid-roll ad, I don't know. Wherever you found this, put in code premium. Pick the city closest to you or fly to a city. Get a free ticket, pull up. I want to teach you how to monetize media. I want to teach you how to leverage podcasting. I want to teach you how to make an additional 6 and 7 figures by using content. We'll see you at the Podcast to Cast Tour. Head over there, podcastacasttour.com. Use code premium. Natasha, thank you so much.
We love it. I'm going to put all your handles below as well, your Instagram and all of that stuff. The link is below, so we'll be able to reach out to Brendan and see what he's up to.
Yeah, you got to come out, too. You got to come out to one of them. You got to speak at one of them.
I should, you know.
Yeah.
I really feel like I should. Your stuff's awesome. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today. We'll see you again next week with another awesome guest. Bye for now.